President Biden says that despite the new Labor Department report showing job gains were far short of expectations, jobs will return when financial assistance from his administration's American Rescue Plan starts getting sent out.
Later this month, we're going to be distributing the first tranche of the state and local assistance from the American Rescue Plan. We won't get all 1.6 million of those jobs back in 1 month, but you're going to start seeing those jobs and state and local workers coming back.
And the president rejected the idea that enhanced unemployment insurance benefits are keeping Americans from filling millions of vacancies. A senior health official at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who warned Americans about the pandemic, is set to resign. Nancy Messonnier told her colleagues she will step down from her position. That's according to the Washington Post. The official became a target of former President Trump after she contradicted the White House in the early days of the pandemic, warning that COVID-19 could kill many Americans. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he is considering cash incentives to lure people to get vaccinated for COVID-19. New Jersey's already running a so-called shot and beer program, which offers free beverages at New Jersey breweries for people who can show proof of vaccination during the month of May. The governor told Fox News, quote, all things are on the table concerning a potential cash lure. Police in the Maldives say an explosion that wounded former President Mohamed Nasheed and four others, including a British national, was an act of terrorism. Nasheed was wounded in the blast outside his home Thursday night. Authorities in the island nation say they're attempting to identify four possible suspects. Australian police say they're already to help out with the investigation. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.